Lang Simon Shin Chav Tes Siv Dalet Afilu Mitzohu Merutzatz. They found a person in Shabbos that he's crushed. Sheina Yochel Lichyais Ella Lafisha. The amount of time he'll be able to live is only hours or less than that. Mefakhen, you also mefakeich, that means you see his matzev. He's still alive. Mefakhen, so you take off the wool that fell on top of him. Uboidkin ad chotmai, and you boidik till the nose. That means that if you, there's a wall fell on top of a person and you are going from the legs up, so you do not rely on that, that you do not hear a heartbeat. You go further. You see, maybe it could be possible you can't hear the heartbeat because it's very weak, but could be there is still life. So you go till the nose and you see if there's any breathing whatsoever. If when they reach his nose, they see there's no breathing, then I can assume that he's dead. Loishna pogu beroyshe tchile, loishna pogu beraglov tchile. That means it is irrelevant when they're taking off, a wall fell on top of a person, so it's irrelevant if they start from the legs up or they start from the head down, but it seems this is the decisive factor. If he's still breathing, I assume he's alive, and if he's not breathing, well, I assume that he's dead. Before we go further, in this Nekudah, here in Dirshu, they bring down from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach that was Bizman Chazal. That means Bizman Chazal, if he had stopped breathing, there was no way to bring him back. There's no way resuscitating him. There was not such an Indian putting him on a, what is it called, that helps respirate, or there was no way to send electric charges to the heart. So this was the criteria. Bizmanenu, that we have oifanim to revive him, to resuscitate him, so then the halacha is different. That means we still have oifanim to revive him, so then, even though he's not breathing now, but if something can be done to resuscitate him, one should do this, and there's a chiyuv to do this. Before we see the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to learn, there's a bir halacha on the bir halacha is on this sif ella lafi shom, but let us just learn the last three lines of the bir halacha when it starts getting wide. Vida oid, this is in the middle of the first wide line. V'da'oid, duhu adin geises nami mechallin olav bipikulach agal. If a person in the present time is a geises, that means he's before Misa, there's also adin, but there is still the goyim that he can live, mechallin olav bipikulach agal. Oy, a second case. If there's a doctor that says Shesamimonim Elu Yailulai, that certain medications will help him. The first case we're speaking about, that we have a wall that is bringing about his imminent death, and by taking off the wall, he'll be able to live a little longer. So the din is with Mechalo Shabbos, and we are Mefakech Esagal, even though this can involve Schilo Shabbos Tiraisel. Case number two, Lav Davke, a case that a wall fell on someone. Oyim Roife Oimer, there's a doctor that says, Shamam Shesamemonim Elu Yeilulai. This medication will help him laharich rigei chayav. He'll be able to live regoyim longer. That means by giving him this medication, he'll be able to live a few minutes longer. The merutzitz nami goyisesu. A person who is melutzitz, here the Mechaber says, mitzauhu melutzitz, we found he's crushed. So he says, v'gora migoises, he's worse than a goises, v'leke boze afilo miyute de miyute. That means to, there's a goises, there's a miyute, the miyute, that means roiv goises in lemise. If a person is a matzav of a misise, it's the whole parasha to understand when he's called a goises, which is, I won't go into it, but al kaponim, when a person is in a matzav of a misise, there's a klal roiv goises in lemise, but there is a miyute that can still live. Here, this person is, if he's merutzitz, he's worse, he's crushed, he's worse than the geises. The letter boze afilu miyuta de miyuta, there's the chances that he could pull through are very, very slim. Af al pikein, mishum chaye isho mechalalinen olov. We are Mechalo Shabbos for Chaye Yeshua. That means even though it is worthwhile to be Mechalo Shabbos, even the accomplishment will only bring that he'll be able to live a few minutes longer, but we cannot underestimate the Cheshivas of a life of a person for 1 minute, for 2 minutes, and it is kedai to be mechalo Shabbos l'dviyeva averes in order to ensure they should be able to live a few minutes longer. I would just like to, this is complicated halachas, but I would just like to read, there was a kol teire that was given out in Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rabbi Nissen Karelitz, Rabbi Shmuel Mosna, Rabbi Eliashiv, that I'd just like to read two nekudas. The logic ruling of the leading poskim clarifies the specific guidelines to be followed in cases of terminal illness. I mean, the person that is he's not going to pull out of it, according to his machlet. The ruling states that active measures should be taken to treat such patients. What should be done, including intravenous, that he should be fed. That means to give him mozzain through IV or gastric feeding, insulin shots if he's a diabetic, controlled morphine to help alleviate the pain, antibiotics and blood transfusions. Now, this is considered the normal necessities of a chole, and one is supposed to make sure that he has these necessities. And I have another article. Mzulbasin responded that all the Poiskim agree that the patient must be fed and treated like every other patient, even if his condition is life-threatening. This is as long as the treatment does not increase suffering and the patient is not suffering intolerable pain. Then there are other guidelines which are very complex and complicated. I just would like to mention there's one thing that Moshe in Igros Moshe says. One thing that he says for a Dovah Poshet. He says as follows. If a person is in a lot of pain, and by doing certain procedures, we are lengthening his life, but this lengthening of life is a possibility that in the meantime, I can get a hold of a more competent doctor that could perhaps heal him in certain ways. Maybe he'll know a refuah. So even at the present time, all I'm doing is I'm lengthening his life, and then I'm not, he has Yisurim. He says that one is Zichem Mechuyiv to do, because I'm lengthening it for a purpose till a bigger doctor would come that could perhaps be Merape is Machle. If this is not the case, then there are complex halachas in this matzav. But I'll call upon him. The poshet necessities that a chayla needs, that means his food, the IV, and antibiotics, and these things, what he gets, this is zikr, a chiyuv, that he should be given this, even though this will only ensure that it'll allow me to live for a few minutes. And this one is Mechalo Shabbos on this. This is Al Kaponim. This is what we have here in the Bir Halochev. He's Merutzit. His head is crushed. His Grad here in Dirshu, he brings down Amachloikis, if the case that we are speaking about, if his head is crushed, if he's brain dead or not. So there's some Amachloikis, Rabbi Yashim says that it seems that if he's brain dead, his head is crushed. And Rabbi Shloim Zalman Orbach said that it's not right over here. It could be there's some functions that the brain is still working. I can just would like to mention one that could, I had once spoken to Avraham Seifer, who's Rizin Ken Talmud Chochem, and the Talmud of Avshalom Zalman Erbach, and a doctor. And I asked him about someone who the doctor said that they were brain dead. So he told me as follows. He said that to continue what is being given to him, the food, etc., that should be done. To start new refuahs, he said, one is not mechuyim to do that, and one should not be mechalo Shabbos on them. He said, al gabi chilo Shabbos, could be this is with Rav Shlomo Zalman also. To be Mechalo Shabbos on someone who's brain dead, it could be there's no chiyuv. But it seems there's a machlokes Chabli Yashiv and Rabbi Shloim Zalman on this halacha that we have over here, that the moich was crushed, that he was crushed, if there's a chiyuv of your Mechalo Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's no raya from here that you mechallel Shabbos. Okay, let us now see the Mishnah Berure. Oz vaday meis. So the Mechaber says that we can test if he's alive or not, if he's still breathing. B'chsiv keila shel nishmas ruach chayim ba'apol. That means one can see through his nose, through his breathing, if he's still alive. Mashma da ruach chayim toli b'yapov. Now we mentioned before that Rav Shlomo Zalman said bizmaneinu, that alone is not the criteria, since we have sophisticated oifanim how to bring him back to breathe, so one is zichah mechuyim to do this. Loishna hogoy beraglov. And if they start, they were boydik this person from the feet up. But Saloima, the Loinema, the Kivin Shainono Magishim Chias Beliboy. That means we were taking, in the process of taking off the wool which fell on this person, and they came to the heart. And they cannot feel a heartbeat. So one should not say, Bivadei Meis, Leifake Hagal Yosef, Ramash Malon, the Gamba Zetzor, Livdek Adchot. My God, this is a tshuva of Ramayshe. Ramayshe says, that's what you don't hear, the heartbeat, does not necessarily mean that the heart isn't functioning. The heart can function even though we can't hear the beat, we can't hear the heartbeat. So that's why we should go further. And he says not that the breathing brings the chiyas. The chiyas comes from the heart, but not hearing the heartbeat does not necessarily mean that the heart isn't functioning. Could be there are still functions from the heart, and therefore one goes further up to the nishtul the chaitim.
It's possible I'm short of what the heart to be and not to be. Actually, it was the other way around.
That's also true. It's possible a person, that's why it's possible a person should stop breathing a little bit. Chamaish also speaks about it. There is a possibility that he's not breathing and he can still live. That's also, okay, these are from the difficult halachas, which are not too clear. Now let us go further. Motza al Yainim. Now we are speaking about a gruesome case that a wall fell on a lot of people, and there's never a lot of korbanos. Motza al Yainim Mesim. He found the top people are dead. They're la yoimal. So that should not be a reason to say kva meso tachtoinim, that those on the bottom zicha died, that's no raya elamafakeach aleihem shema adayin heim chayim. There's no raya from the top, so there's a chiyuv lefakeach on the tachtoinim. Oivdei sivov. Oivdei keichovim shetzoru al ayores Yisrael. Now, here we have a case, Goyim, that surrounded cities of Eden. And we have to know what their intent is. Imbo al iske momin, if their whole intent is they want to loot and steal, ein mechalim aleim es haShabbos. She's not Mechalo Shabbos, because the Shaila is to be Mechalo Shabbos to save Yidden money. There's no heter for that. And their whole intent is to steal, to loot. So there's a problem with this halacha. I saw in Chutshoni from Goyim Rav Nissen Karelitz. He asks Akasha, are we going to have soon the halacha The halach is that habobe machteres. The halach is that if a person comes into my house and he wants to rob, so the din is, he wants to steal from me. So the din is, ein lo yedomim, I'm allowed to kill him. And the Gemara says, we're going to have this soon, this halach. And the Gemara says, he knows that ein odom mamid atzmei al mamayna. He knows if he comes in and he says, give me your money, I won't say, oh, with all pleasure, take it, because I'm to hate. That's not the tema of odom. The tema of odom is that, and he will zicher protest and do all pulis to stop him. So he's coming with an intent to kill. He knows this. The Gan, the Abba Machteres, is coming with an intent to kill. So now there's a new deal. Abba Lahogo, Ashkein Bahogo. He wants to kill you, so I don't have to wait till he kills me. I can kill him first. So that's the din of Ein Loy Domim. So this halacha is very difficult. Here we have a case that Goyim surrounded a city, and they're coming aliske moment. So what do you mean? So it says you're not allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. L'chayr, this is a case one. Oh, so 1 second. So he says that it's speaking about. He says that it's speaking about he's not coming into his house, into his property. He's coming into the fields. That's what he says. He wants to steal from the fields. A person who wants to loot from the fields, he's not so interested in killing. That's what he wants to say. Baba Machteres means he comes into the house, and then he realizes that in the house he's going to meet up with the owner of the house, and That's what Rav Nissen Kirelet says. He's speaking about Besaych HaSodeis, so fine. So they're coming only to loot money. They're not up to killing. So Memelem, Ein Mechalim Alein Esa Shabbos, one is not permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. That's what their intent is. Bo al iske nefoshes. What if I know they're coming? We'll see in a minute. Well, the Machaber's going to speak about this. Bo al iske nefoshes. If they're coming to kill, Vafilu stam. Now stam is that's this case. I don't know why he's coming. That means I don't know. I don't give him a questionnaire. What's your intent? If I don't know why he's coming, if it's an intent on this game of horses or not. So there's a din of Sophic Pikuach Nefoshes. Yoifin Aleihem Mechli Zayin Machalim Aleihem Es HaShabbos. So then one is permitted to go to be Mechal HaShabbos. So this is the coming to kill. So one is permitted to be Mechal HaShabbos. Uve'ir HaSmucha L'Svot. Now here it says, but what if the city that they're coming is next to the border? And if they'll get into this year, they'll get into this city, so this already is a knise into the whole Medina. So afilu lebo elo al iske tevin v'kash, but this alone is, this is not, this is only a Pesach to get into the Medina, is Mechal Nalein as a Shabbos. Then one is Mechal Shabbos. Now here, Rav Nissen Kirelitz says something very interesting. Perish Dahavi Matzev Shel Pikuach Nefesh. That means if one is on the boundary and Goyim are coming in, and if one can be megarish them, he can get rid of them. Sorich legarshom. Omnom lefomim sorich livroyach shelo yehi matzev shel pikuach nefesh. He says each matzev is a different matzev. He says sometimes the inyan is to avoid sakonis nefoshes, not to stay there by the boundary and make sure that they don't come in. Perhaps sometimes the inyan is to run away and not to be in the matzev because nefesh. Ve'einoi muchach shetzorech limser navshoi al ayores shabiswa. He says that what it says in Shulchan Aruch does not mean that there's a chiyuv mesiras nefesh to bikovish cities near the boundary to ensure that that's not what the mechaber is speaking about. He says each matzev is a different matzev. The shaila is all the mechaber is saying that this is a serious matzev. It's a matzev of pikuach nefoshes, and if the only way one can get rid of them, so the one is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. But it does not mean the one is mechuyev to be moiser nefesh himself in order to get rid of them. Perhaps the halacha would be machir that they should run away and not remain there. But on Kaponim, all the mechaber is saying that the matzev is a serious matzev, and there's a heter of pikuach nefoshes when the halacha is mechayim that if you can't get rid of them and sur chilo Shabbos, the one is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, "Vafilu leibo adayin." Elo roitzim lovoim. I feel they're not here yet. It's not so. They didn't surround, but I know they're coming. There's already a heter of Chilul Shabbos. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Al iskei momen, the Bishvil Hamsin Momen Lehuter Isser Shabbos. So that means in this first case, when they're only coming to loot the fields, and the Chilul Shabbos will accomplish that I'll save my money for a heter of Hamsin Momen, there's no heter of Chilul Shabbos. So therefore, he's not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos if I know the Deen is only a Hefsid Momin. Vafilu Stam, I don't know. So I don't know if they're coming, but their intent is Sofik Nefoshis Lohakul. Lisfor, Ir Shem Abdelis Ben Gvur She Yisrael Dorim Bo B'Gvur Ha'ivdei Gilulim. This is a city which is on the boundary. V'chai Shinon, we are afraid She'im Yilkidua, if they will capture the city, Mishom Teyaoretz Noichel Likovish Lepneim. So Mamela, this is already a knisa to the whole land, some amela, so then it's, so even though they're just coming on Tevim Vekash, but their entrance into this city is a matzav of pikuach nefoshes. Va'afilu lo'i bo'u, rotzoloima k'shakel yoytei sharoitzim lo'voi. That means there's a kill that they have an intent to come. Afa pi shalei bo adayin, even though they didn't come yet. Muta lilbash kli zayin lishmeis velasis kill bir kadei shalei yaboyu. Dein medagdikim bipikuach nefesh. That means it's a suffix that we heard from reliable sources they're coming, so I don't have to wait till they're by the back door ready. Someone is permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. It's not only going on the city that's by the boundary. This is going on all cases. If I know they're coming, so one is permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. Now, let us see the next halacha. Yesh Misha Oimer Shebizman Azer that Bizman Azer Afilu Bo Aliske Momin. Now, we just said before, if their intent is the coming to steal, so to loot, so you're not Mechalo Shabbos. Yesh mi sha'ima shebizman hazem afilu bol iske momen mechalolim she'im loy yanichenu Yisrael lishlel belozai lomayiz mamaynai yalgenu, because if the Yid will not permit him to take the moments, he's going to kill the Yid. Vahavi iske nefoshe samamele, even they're coming to loot, but there is, even though, and it's not talking to Boba Machteres, it's better than that in the government, Bizman Azeh, Bizach Shash of Pikuach nefoshes, Vahavi iske nefoshes, Mikol Mokim, Hakel Lefi Hoinian. Now, we don't have a murder commissioner brewer, which is very difficult. She'im lo yanichenu. That means, so here the Machaber says that even though they're coming to loot, but if the Yid will protest and want to stop him, so they won't be daunted by the rotzen of the Yid, they'll kill the Yid. So we have to look at the parashim like the coming on Iskei Nefoshes, and therefore there's a heta of Chilul Shabbos. Now, so now the Mishnah Berurah says, Amir Dikizach. Vahani milik shebo al rabim. That means when there's a lot of people. So the Poshim Shat among the Avraham means as follows. When there are a lot of people, and a multitude of people, there are zicher people who cannot control themselves. And when they see that taking away their money, they're going to protest, and they're going to do something, and they're going to protest, and the guy is going to kill them. So when there's a lot of people, then that is a din of sakonis nefoshes, and you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. Abu Yomer de Gezach. Avol, shebo al yochid. Now this is Amir de Kechidish that the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Shebo al yochid. That means there's going that is coming. There's not a lot of people. There's me, myself, and I. The goyim are coming. I want to take it. What should I do? Then I can't control myself. I can't control myself. So what do I do? Zogst to Mogen Avraham, which is a Murdik Echidish. Yoniach likach mamoinoi v'lo yechalo lesa Shabbos. Amoyodik is asked. That means if I can control myself when the guy comes, now, the guy is coming for money, that's for sure. We're just saying, if you're going to go and start fighting with the guy is going to kill. Right, so there's a din. So by Arabim, Arabim, people are unpredictable. There are zikha people who will be unable to control themselves, and they'll start fighting, and they'll be nefoshes. So you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. That's when there is a rabim involved. But if there's only a yochid, it's a yochid, they're coming on Reuven's house, and Reuven, I can he's a Baal Betoch, whatever it is, Hashem Moirish, Hashem Masher, Miyayoni, Miyayosha, this is everything from the Rabbeinu Shloim. He won't do anything, and by not doing anything, so the guy won't kill him. It's all about Yisrael. So he has no right to kill him. That is what the Magen Avraham says, which is Amir Nikechidish. Now, all the Achayinim ask a kasha will just remain with the kasha because the kasha is Amir Nikechidish. The Rambam says, Habo b'machteres, someone wants to rob someone, ein loy domim, urishus yesh loch koil lohergoy, everyone is permitted to kill him. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So the Rambam says, b'shabbos also, someone comes, you're allowed to kill him. So the achronim amedayik, l'keil mashme gam abalabayis. The balabayis is also allowed to kill him. That's what it seems. He's allowed to kill him. Everyone's allowed to kill him. Even though he knows, the Rambam doesn't say if he can't control himself. The Rambam says, someone comes, you're allowed to thus. And they explain this halach as follows. What Pshat Magen Avraham is very difficult, but they explain this halach as follows. As Amir Dike Ritve in Yevamish, that says such a halacha. The halacha is, a kohen is not allowed to be metama l'meisim. He's not metama l'meisim. What if there's a meis mitzvah? Meis mitzvah is allowed to be metama. That's the din. Now, what is the din? A kohen goes by and he sees a dead person. No problem. This is 10 feet away from the city. So he goes into the city, he knocks on the door of the Chevra Kedisha. Habaisai, there's a mace here. I'm a kohen. No, take care of the mace. So the Chevra Kedisha tells him, no problem. You give us $1,000, we'll take care of the mace. We don't do things for free. We have a fee. You'll give us $1,000, we'll take care of the mace. Zokter Ritve. He's not mechuyev to give $1,000. He's mechuyev to give $1,000 to the Chevra Kedisha, and that's not, it's maybe to Mabu Chagish. He's not mechuyev to do this. Fine. So after I realize this, that he's not mechuyev to give $1,000, so without giving $1,000, no one's going to bury him. The Chevra Kedisha is not doing it for free. So it's a meis mitzvah. So it's a meis mitzvah, he's allowed to bury him. That means if I could make it ois meis mitzvah by contributing $1,000 to the Chevra Kedisha, but I'm not mechuyim to do it. So since I'm not mechuyim to do it, so we consider there's no Chevra Kedisha. But no Chevra Kedisha, so he's permitted to be metamas. That's what the Ritva says. Since Rabbul Chonon, that's what it says, that when a person comes to rob you on Shabbos, you're allowed to kill him. She says, why are you allowed to kill him? You to give kol mamoinoi, not to be mechalo Shabbos, so I'm allowed to kill him. He says, but to give him the money, I'm not mechuyiv. He wants my, I'm not mechuyiv to give him the money. So if I'm not mechuyim to give him the money, so mamele, that alternative is not negeya. I'm not mechuyim to give him the money. Now, if I'm not going to give him the money, so what is he going to do? He'll kill me. So then there's a din la'bolahogra chaskim lahogra. That's how Rabbi Chonon explains this din. And bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, you're allowed to kill him. I'm not mechuyim. I'll Shabbos. I'm not chayim. Just like I'm not mechuyim. I'll Ritzich. I'm not chayim. I'll Chilul Shabbos. I'm not mechuyim. Because to give him the money, I'm not mechuyim. So the minute that is not an alternative, so forget about that. So I want to keep my money. And he wants to take my money. So I'm allowed to kill him. So this Magen Avraham, I just want to say, is very, very difficult. I'm sure the Zalman brings a lot of achronim, Mr. Moore Baskers like this, which is difficult to understand, but a lot of achronim ask on this Magen Avraham what pshat is. Now let us go further. Now, Omikomakim akel lefi ha'inyin. I know, so the Mishabur says, Lafima Shemeshaya, Kason, Pachsuson, Yifta, no, these Goyim, if they talk are up to killing, they're not up to killing. Before we pass, can you allow to kill? Yifta, no, these are Goyim that are coming to loot. Yifta, no, what they're really up to. See, if to be done, you can't give a standard psak with that. The Hayoim Shabo Meo Umay Shahutzlik Vuleno Lislo Shalom Velovismos. He says, if others come into our Medina to rob, and Mivadai Mihuyovim Onu Lotseis Mihli Zayin Afilu Aliske Momain, Uchidina Dimalchuse. That means if we won't do this, that means the din of the Malchus is we're mechuyim to be mishtatev. V'chein mevur b'rekeich v'agudet d'heich adikech shah shema yichasu. Yoishvei ha'oretz aleinu mechalolim ayin sham. So that means if by not going out against those who want to loot the country, so we will have that the citizens of the country will have a sinus on the slivers of Sakone. So Mamela will mechuyim to fight. Now, Steve has a roye spina sheyesh by Yisrael amutarefes bayom. This ship that's in the process of sinking. V'chein nor shoyte, for there's a flood. V'chein yochid hanirdof ne'oivet kechovim, or there's a goy that is chasing a yid, he wants to kill him. Mitzveh al kol odom lechalel aleim Shabbos kedei lahatzilom. Violence allows him to mention more. Mishareid some lonesome mechal no Shabbos. They want to force him to do an avera. That's another parsha. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ne'akum v'hu adin mi Yisrael. Now, if Reuven is chasing Shimon to kill him in Shabbos, Reuven wants to kill Shimon. So, kshu mishayr sheyom v'lidei sakone, that Reuven might kill Shimon. So you're allowed to kill Reuven. Donitan latziloi, I can rescue Shimon benamshei in the nefesh of Reuven. That means Reuven is a roides, so I'm allowed to kill Reuven. He wants to kill Shimon. V'chein sh'odam nirdev neinocho, sh'odav gam ke mitzvah latziloi, v'afilu basiyis kama moloches b'shabbos. Kedei latzilom. Now he says, amoyredike yisod. Umikomokim, that means that someone's in a sakone. Umikomokim im yesh sakone lahamatsu. A murderer is it then that Reuven wants to kill Shimon, or a guy wants to kill Shimon. And if I want to rematsu Shimon, I'm putting myself in a sakone. And it's a suffix sakone, not a vadei sakone, it's a suffix sakone. Umikomokim im yesh sakone lahamatzel einim mechuyim. There's no such chiyim. Dechayim koydim lechayich haveroim. That means that his life comes first. Rafilu suffix sakone na miodev sfeikei didei mi vadei dechaveroim. That means the yen is in a vadei sakone and I'm in a suffix sakone. So there's a din chayich koydim samoyer dikedin. It has to be taka suffix akon, and there's a far chance that something might happen. That's not called a suffix akon. There has to be a suffix akon, which is plausible. Not to do. Steve test. To the maximum? Yes.
Then he had no head.
That's right, 100%.
He had any mercy.
Well?
He don't have any mercy in it. With a storm, the metric to see the sun.
He had never seen the end of Hanami. He didn't realize that some of the words of Sakona in the Hanami. Sieve test. Kol hayotzim lahatzil choyzrim bechlizeinom limkoimom. The choyzrim kidei shloy lahashilom lo sidlovoy shloy yirtzil lahatzil oid limkoimim alakamim besimim tov zayin. Now, I just want to mention one thing, that this is... I saw in Chut Shoni from Rav Nissen Kerelitz, he brings this tzak from Rav Moshe, and he brings from the Chazon Ish this tzak as follows. If a doctor or an ambulance has to go out to a chayle sheyesh bei sakone, and there's two diyunim, that means if the doctor's going to go out, if he won't come back, and there could be other chaylim here, then the sicha portion is allowed to come back. He's a doctor and then does, and there could be other chaylim here, then he's allowed to come back. He's talking about to drive back himself, then because he's needed. But if there are other doctors here, and Lamai says, he'll go there and he'll stay there the whole Shabbos, which will be very uncomfortable, but so do that. So now it's like this. Chazal were afraid, if you will not be matter him to come back, to drive back, so the next time when you call him for such a thing, he'll be mishatzel and he won't do it properly. So this could bring to Sakona Sapos. So Mamela is Hazoy. So they say, if you are going to do it, no, they are going to take him back as Zisha, preferable. But if you don't have a Goy. So the Ramnissan Kirat is like this. If he knows by himself, he's an Elohid, he gets a call, he's going to go. He'll be there the whole Shabbos in Hudson Clots, he'll be there the whole Shabbos. He's going to go, he's going to zoom there. And it doesn't bother him. He does not ever have to come back. Then he should not remain there, but probably all the bracha. But if he knows himself that if he'll have to stay there, and then there'll be one Shabbos away from home and he'll be there, the next Shabbos he'll think twice before he goes. So then he should go back. That's this halacha that they were hitiru soifam mishum chilosan.
Yes, that's
the place
where he's pushing upon himself on the...
By the way, that's all there.
Yeah.
That's the setter. That is the setter. And the monthly, they have a banoi. They have a but in other places, they... The Moshe was not to make her a din.
If the woman takes birth of Shabbat, the Shulish Ali's doctor. So we had to be in the hospital. The problem is to come back, die back, what? He's stuck in the hospital?
That's the same thing. That he's stuck in the hospital. I mean, the shells, what is he going to do? He won't. The next time we'll tell her, wait another few laughs. I mean, what is he going to do? It's totally in the...
Jubilation.
Jubilation.
Well, I mean, so we can...
Yeah, there was also that message.
That's right. And I would not say that they're right. That's right. You understand, right? Yeah.
One way they're not going to do it.
That's okay.